lead MI6. Blaise Metrawelle will take over in the role commonly known as C later this year when Sir Richard Moore steps down. And a committee of MPs says the water industry is in need of root and branch reform. Its report is calling for much more regulation of bonuses for senior bosses. Today's weather mostly dry with warm sunshine, damp and breezy for the north and west of Scotland and parts of Northern Ireland. A high of 26 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Good morning. Thank you very much for that, Simon. Just gone 9 o'clock. You're up to date with the news headlines. Welcome to the Classic FM Hall of Fame out. Look at this. We've got Mozart. We've got Puccini. We've got Chopin on the way after a bit of Vaughan Williams.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Adventure and luxury seamlessly combined.
Classic FM.
Music to settle the soul from the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour for you today. Number 283, Catherine Stott on the piano, Yo-Yo Ma on the cello with Elgar's gorgeous Salut d'Amour. And before that, we had Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on Greensleeves, the Britten Sinfonia with Nicholas Cleobury conducting. And you may also recognise that from the tinkly tune to the Mr. Whippy ice cream vans. Plenty of those circling this week. Have you seen the temperature at the end of the week? 30. We're hitting 30. We're 30 dancing later this week. Dan Walker here until 10. A massive welcome to the Monday Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. Hopefully you've got some sunshine out of your window this morning. But even if you don't, we've got some perfect music to keep you feeling snug as a bug in a rug. Speaking of which, here's Mozart. Thank you. The first movement of Mozart's Clarinet Concerto in A. The Swedish Chamber Orchestra with Michael Collins doing all the lovely solo bits there for us. 20 past nine, it's Classic FM Hall of Fame hour. Julie in Glasgow is loving the music this morning. She's taking a pause from doing a bit of weeding in the garden and having a cup of tea. Great to be with you today, especially when we get to enjoy brand new music like this. A collaboration between guitarist Raphael Fiatra, violinist Maria Duenas and the Verbier Festival Orchestra, featuring some of the very best Spanish serenades. We've got some Albéniz, some Rodrigo and Granados, but the set wouldn't be complete without this man. From Xander's Album of the Week last week on Classic FM, this is Tárrega and his Memories of the Alhambra.
Thank you.
FM.
Oh,
That is how to lift a Monday morning. Nessun Dorma from Puccini, Luciano Pavarotti with the London Philharmonic Orchestra, the John Aldiss Choir and the Wandsworth Schoolboys Choir as well from the opera Turandot. And we also had Memories of the Alhambra from Tárrega as well. It's nearly 9:30. Do you know what? I love it when you send things in to the programme. I've been sent a lovely poem about how life can be tough on occasions, but there are many reasons and many lessons that can be learnt along the way. Anna sent this in and says thank you to all those who've helped to put her back together. Listen to this. Life has its lumps, it laughs, it mocks, and pain is held like ragged rocks. They cut your hands, your skin can tear, it is at times too much to bear. But looking back, you start to feel, and over time those scars do heal, that blows which broke your battered bones are carried still as smoother stones. Thank you, Anne. Lovely to have you with us this morning. Isn't that beautiful? As is this, from Chopin.
Thank you.
Nelson Freire producing the goods with the finale of Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2, the Cologne Gesernik Orchestra. Someone's just answered Greece on the text. That was like an hour ago for three little words, but you are correct. That was the answer to three little words this morning. Well done if you got that right. It's 25 minutes to 10 o'clock on the menu before Xander gets here. A quick stop off in the Caribbean and an Italian getaway courtesy of Mendelssohn after we stay in Old Blighty with Holst.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX. Experts in expedition since 1896.
Classic FM.
such a wonderful piece of film music, isn't it? Or just generally music. The theme from Pirates of the Caribbean from Klaus Badelt. That was Carl Davis conducting the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. And the jig from Holst's St. Paul's Suite before that, Christopher Hogwood with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. It's the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. It's Monday. Dan Walker here with you until 10 o'clock. Xander's going to be here in about 15 minutes' time, kicking off with Vivaldi's Mighty Gloria this morning. He'll also have his first famous five clue of the week, so keep your ears peeled for that. First, though, who fancies an ice cream?
Thank you.
The first movement of Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony, that was John Elliott Gardiner conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. There's been some lovely music around this morning. I hope you've enjoyed it. I have loved spending the last few hours with you. Shall we do it again tomorrow from 6:30 on Tuesday morning? But don't go anywhere because Xander is going to be here in just a few minutes on Classic FM.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Wake up to breathtaking views every morning.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Have you ever felt like your investment advisor is giving you an off-the-shelf retirement plan? That they just want to put you in a box? But who wants that? At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a box. We create a plan that's just right for you, because it's only right for us if it's right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Oh, bad traffic. Great news, isn't it? More time in the car. Joy. Maybe you don't feel it. Maybe you don't drive a Lexus NX yet. But when you do, you'll see the positive of peak hour, the delight in a detour, the love of the long way. The Lexus NX plug-in hybrid. Experience amazing before you arrive.
They might reorganise your shelves, help you work from home, or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favourite food's served. With the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be a cat.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me, I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on. Oh,
thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
At NatWest, we're helping young people grow their money confidence. So there's a little less.
Dad, can I have some money for a new game?
And a little more learning to earn, save, and spend. Less conversation, a little more action, please. From pocket money to payday, we're helping young people grow their money confidence.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
NatWest, tomorrow begins today.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, the escalating conflict between Israel and Iran will be high on the agenda at the G7 summit in Canada later. At least 20 people have been killed in Israel since Iran began retaliatory strikes on Friday. Authorities in Tehran have reported more than 200 deaths. Reporter Trent Murray has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Certainly from what we're hearing, it is a lot of elderly people and also women and small children that are adding to that toll of 20 that just can't seem to maybe make it to their shelter in time. I mean, these are very fast-moving missiles. There's only around 10 minutes notice from launch to arrival. So clearly both sides right now, you know, really, I think, marching towards full-scale war with one another.
The National Crime Agency is to work with police forces to review grooming gang cases across the UK. It follows Sir Keir Starmer's announcement of a national inquiry at the weekend after previously refusing to do so. The U-turn was prompted by a review led by Baroness Casey, which is due to be published later. A committee of MPs says there needs to be root and branch reform of the water industry. They're particularly concerned about bosses' bonuses. Tom Harrigan has more details for Classic FM.
The threat of Britain's biggest supplier, Thames Water, collapsing and financial problems at other companies show the industry is failing, according to the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs Select Committee. It doesn't think firms are doing enough to deal with those issues and wants bonus payments linked directly to responsible ownership. The government says it's the biggest investment into the water sector in history, while Water UK, which represents